WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Rescue crews continue their search for a missing motorist nearly a week after last week's floods near Ivy Creek. The family of the unarmed and naked man shot by a Richmond police officer last month is now demanding reforms. And we look back at the private endowment that created Winchester's public school system. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, June 5th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Rescue crews continue their search for a missing motorist nearly a week after last week's floods. Two people in a Toyota Prius were swept off the road near Ivy Creek on Wednesday, and the body of one was found Thursday. The Daily Progress reports that crews are searching about 7 miles of creek bank from Ivy to the Ivy Creek Natural Area and are also looking in the South Fork Ravanna Reservoir. The search is hampered by Ivy Creek's muddy, fast-running water and piles of uprooted trees and chunks of road pavement. The family of the unarmed, naked man shot by a Richmond police officer last month is now demanding reforms. Over the weekend, the family led a march to Richmond Police Headquarters and was joined by about 300 supporters. WCVE's Saraya Wintersmith reports.
The rainy march and rally was led by Princess Blanding, who says her brother was in mental distress when he charged towards an officer last month. Richmond's police chief has said officers receive 40 hours of crisis intervention training, but Blanding says they need more and perhaps better training in order to resolve incidents non-lethally. She called on the chief to release the department's training procedures to the public.
Richmond Police Department must then ask experts in crisis intervention to assess Richmond Police Department's crisis intervention policy and training practices.
Blanding also called for criminal charges against the officer who shot her brother. Richmond police say a team is investigating and will surrender findings to the Commonwealth's attorney once it's complete.
Saraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
Virginia's insect experts are fighting the spread of an invasive species spotted in Winchester. The spotted lanternfly, an Asian insect, was first seen in the U.S. in 2014 in Pennsylvania. It was first detected in Virginia in January. The insect has the potential to seriously damage Virginia's grape and orchard industries. The Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services urges landowners to inspect trees and plants and report sightings to local extension offices or to the department. Adult spotted lanternflies are about an inch long with gray, red, and black wings. As the campaign season heats up heading into next week's primary elections in Virginia, immigration remains a top issue. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains why.
How much should your local sheriff cooperate with federal immigration officials? In Fairfax County, the sheriff is terminating her contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In other places, sheriffs are moving in the opposite direction. Prince William County, for example. And earlier this year, Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins signed a new agreement that allows sheriff's deputies to act as federal immigration officials.
I'm going to do everything I can to see that people who could be harming our citizens, or anyone for that matter, doesn't fall through the cracks and get released inadvertently when they could be held for whatever procedure ICE has.
But holding people without a warrant signed by a judge could be a problem, says Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey.
Even though the federal government may have a valid immigration hold or a detainer on that subject, to hold them past the time that you would otherwise hold them for a state charge gets into a murky area that could expose a locality to liability.
In Democratic primaries, candidates for Congress and several local offices are being asked if they'll take a hard line against their local jails having a relationship with ICE. On the Republican side, Senate candidate and Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart is warning against the Fairfax approach of terminating the relationship with ICE. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, John Handley High School in Winchester just graduated its latest class on Saturday. Nearly 100 years ago, the city used $1.6 million in private money to create the high school as part of a model education system. WMRA's Bonnie Barano looks at the lasting impact of that decision on public schools in Winchester and at how that gift fit into Virginia's legacy of racial segregation.
Other public schools have received large contributions. $25 million was given to a high school in Abington, Pennsylvania several months ago. But Winchester's case is unique, partly because the gift came so long ago.
Judge Hanley died in 1895. His will was invested in Virginia bonds. And then in 1910, the Hanley Library was built from that money.
John Schroth is president of the Hanley Board of Trustees, which now controls an endowment of $4 million.
And in 1923, the Hanley School, which is now our high school, was built. And then through the years, we used the money to build other schools. Now we use the money for teacher enrichment and endowment of the arts.
Last year, Architectural Digest named Hanley High School as one of the most beautiful schools in the nation. Mike Dufresne is Hanley's principal.
When I go on recruiting fairs, of course, we have a banner with our school in the background, and I tell people that's our school right there. But when we get in the conversation about recruiting, I invite them here. Outside my office, you step out on the steps, and you oversee not just the Hanley Bowl, but you oversee the city with the mountains. It doesn't get any better than that.
Dufresne School is fronted by dozens of white columns towering above brick arches and walkways. It evokes the classic look of the University of Virginia.
What I've been most impressed with is the legacy, the pride, the tradition that I think has come from this endowment of over 100 years.
Jason Van Hoekelem moved to Winchester 2 years ago to become its school superintendent.
And the legacy that John Hanley, Judge John Hanley, left to this community back in the late 1800s has grown and grown and grown. And that commitment level of this community to education, in particular public education, is something that's real.
Van Hoekelem oversees two schools that are on the National Register of Historic Places. Hanley is one. The other was the School for the City's Black Children. Built with Hanley money in 1927, 4 years after the School for Whites opened, it was named Douglas School after abolitionist Frederick Douglass.
It looks like a miniature Hanley High School. It has columns in the front, had a very nice campus in those days. It was a pretty nice school.
Douglass is a one-story brick building with four white columns. It has sat empty for years, though the school board says it will become its administrative building by 2021. Judy Humbert lives across the street from Douglass. She does not view Douglass as a miniature Hanley.
I mean, a lot of things we got were hand-me-downs. You know, if they put new stage curtains at Hanley, Douglass got the hand-me-downs. It was like their stepchild. And whatever they didn't need at some other school, they sent out here.
Humbert graduated from Douglass in 1966, the spring before the city's schools were integrated.
I don't think the teachers that we had at Douglass could have been any better than what we had, because they took pride in what they taught us. They encouraged us to be the best that we could be. I don't know that we've ever felt that pride in Hanley. Maybe some people do, but I don't think every black person in Winchester felt the pride in that building that we had out here.
Humbert was on the city school board in the 1990s. She's co-author of The Official History of Douglass School. It was a magnet school for blacks who were barred from local white schools and forced to travel long distances to Douglass. Her book is subtitled, A Tribute to Endurance, Belief, Perseverance, and Success. Today, non-white students make up the majority in Winchester's one public high school and six feeder schools. 62% of the student body qualifies for free or reduced price lunches. Yet officials say upper-income families still claim these schools, which makes a huge difference for garnering private support.
The difference in a privately endowed public school system, you know, new state-of-the-art physics labs, chemistry labs, biology labs, new library, it was pretty amazing.
To finish modernizing and expanding Hanley High School 8 years ago, the city needed $72 million. $1.5 million came from the Hanley Board of Trustees, two-thirds of it in the form of a loan. But much more of it, $10 million, was donated outright by alumni, parents, and other supporters. Hanley's greatest legacy may not be his money. It may be his model of private support for public education. For WMRA News, I'm Bonnie Barineau.
You can learn more about that story at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.